All right, we're going to keep moving down. We've got our information items. Number 5, South Dakota Go Outdoors. We have an update, and Keith Fisk is with us. He's virtual.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead, Keith.
Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling, if he's in the room, Keith Fisk, I'm the Licensing Program Administrator, and just have a real brief update since it's only been a few weeks since the last meeting. Wanted you folks to be aware that, you know, application season's running along nicely. Our elk seasons are open. They've been open for about 2 weeks now. We're closing in on 20,000 applications, so I think we'll hit 20,000 this weekend. It'll still be open for 2 additional weeks, so those applications close on May 18th at 8 a.m. Central Time. We're right on track to probably break that record of 40,000 applications from last year, so we'll be keeping close tabs on that, but that's been working very well. Haven't had very many issues with that. I talked last month about the non-resident archery deer public-private land drawing. That'll be coming up here next week. So there's a lot of interest in that as well. Towards the end of the week, that deadline is May 11th at 8 a.m. And then the only other real update that I have is that our major deer seasons, what we call our combined deer season application period, will be opening here on May 23rd. So that's basically the 6 combined deer seasons all wrapped into one with a lot of unique application rules and regulations. So our staff are busy testing and doing a lot of preparations in order to have that open here on May 23rd and go off without a hitch. So that's what we're really hopeful for. Overall, things are going well. The last piece of news that I would have to share is that we will be releasing the new version of our mobile app to customers sometime next week. And I know Nick Harrington and communications staff will be doing some press releases and information around that exciting announcement. So that's been a highly anticipated piece of information that a lot of customers have wanted for well over a year. So it'll be nice to be able to have that available through the app and have people be able to look at, you know, aerial photography of public areas when they're out in the field and some of those things. And releasing it now, if there are any hiccups or bumps in the roads along with that, we should have ample time to hopefully have those addressed prior to those major hunting seasons when people will really begin using that the app and the mapping feature. So that's definitely on the horizon here next week for the public as well. Other than that, things are really busy, but things are bumping along nicely, and would be happy to have any questions if you have them.
Very good. Any questions for Keith? Commissioner Beese.
Commissioner Beese here, Keith. The landowners had to put in February, and I've had quite a few people call me wanting to know if they drew or not since they had to put in so soon. So what's the process there to let them guys know that they got their tags, or does it come out after the normal draw?
Yeah, so Commissioner Beese, although those landowners, we did have that early application period, as you mentioned, in February, the drawing will still take place as it traditionally has done here in May. So those landowners, they're going to be in their own separate pool in the drawing, but the drawing for landowners and then non-landowners alike will all occur here. People should be knowing if they drew an elk tag here no later than the very end of May. So I would say it closes on the 18th, and I would sure hope that sometime about a week after that we would be able to have people finding out if they were successful or not, across the board, everybody included.
Any additional questions? Keith, I have one about the app. When it's ready to go, will there be somewhere on our homepage where they can download it? Will they have to go to their app store to get it? Do we know?
Madam Chair, I'm certainly not the expert in the app area, but my understanding is that there would be multiple locations. The app store, as you mentioned, is one of them where people will be able to get it. There'll likely be a couple other links potentially out there as well, but everyone's pretty much familiar with that app store.
Yeah.
That's where you'd be able to find it.
Okay, very good. No other questions?
I got one.
Oh, Commissioner Whitmire.
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire. Yeah, Keith, just following up on Travis's question, on that February 1 deadline for landowners, wasn't that related to a verification period required to make sure that those folks are landowners and meeting those requirements?
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire, the deadline was March 1, so landowners can apply from February 1 to March 1, and absolutely, after that March 1 deadline hit, all those information pieces were passed along to our wildlife conservation officers, and then they went through the arduous task of, you know, visiting with landowners and checking legal descriptions and elk usage, all those good pieces to do indeed to make sure that they did meet those eligibility requirements.
Thank you.
Any other questions? All right, Keith, thank you very much for the update.